I have a Shabbos hot plate which has no controls and gets very hot. Any food placed on it will undoubtedly become yatzel, that is, though. Is it possible to use this hot plate to reheat cold food on Shabbos morning? Anonymous in Brooklyn, New York. Obviously, we're talking about cold food that was completely cooked before Shabbos and is dry, not liquid food, or liquid that has not cooled down completely, that is still retained some of its original heat, where you're allowed to reheat the food on Shabbos. The only problem is you can't put it back on a regular fire because that looks like cooking. So what you have to do is put it in an unusual way. Normally what we would do is not put it directly on the blech, but put it on top of a pot of food that's on top of the blech to reheat it. That doesn't look like cooking. Some hold that a hot plate, which is not normally used for cooking, but just for retaining the warmth of things, has the din already of something that doesn't look like cooking, and you can put things directly on a hot plate. Many posts can hold not like that, and that's how one should conduct himself, not to put things directly on a hot pot plate to rewarm. One can put it on top of a pot of food on top of the hot plate. Or, in this situation, because there's a question about hot plates in general, whether they're considered the type of thing that people don't cook on, so it's not nezi kabishal or not, one could be makel and turn over a cookie pan or some other pot or pan, even if it's empty, turn it on upside down and put the thing that you're going to warm on top of that.